The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today on Ring of Truth with Pastor Dan Sexton.
You have to seek the Lord's guidance about this commandment. And I would say if you don't have parents or you don't know your biological parents or your parents are deceased, God puts us into the body of Christ and He gives us spiritual parents. He gives us spiritual fathers and mothers in the body of Christ that mentor us and disciple us and invest in us. That we can honor, that are like parents.
Today, Pastor Dan helps to provide clarity to those of you who don't know your biological parents. He is teaching about the expectations God has for all His children to obey their parents. But admittedly, some will never meet their real mom or dad. So if this is true, then who should those children obey? Of course, everyone is to obey God, but more specifically, some of you will be blessed as mentors, leaders, role models, and guardians in the lives of those who are displaced from their families. Now here's Pastor Dan in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, for today's edition of Ring of Truth.
Train your child when they're young to be obedient to authority in their life and submit to it. You are teeing up their heart for the gospel message. So parents, please require obedience from your children. Now, go back to Ephesians chapter 6 for me. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And what is the promise? Verse 3, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Now, of course, this promise does not mean that everyone who obeys their mom and dad will live to be 100 years old. That's not what it's saying. The idea here is, generally speaking, it's just a general rule. Generally speaking, if you obey your parents, generally speaking, you will enjoy God's blessing on your life if you obey your parents. Generally, you will have a much better life. You will be much better off if you honor your parents. Even if your parents aren't Christians, they probably have wisdom just from living longer than you. And they have more life experience that they can share, that you can learn from, that will lead to a better life for you. Just common sense wisdom that comes with age and life and experience. Now, turn back to Proverbs chapter 30 for me. Proverbs chapter 30. If you have young children, this is a great verse to teach your young children, to get your young children to memorize, to be able to recite this verse back to you. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17. The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out. And the young eagles will eat it. And that's a great verse for kids to learn. Especially at night, right before they go to sleep, and you shut the lights off and walk out and close the door. Here's what that verse is saying. It's a pretty graphic way of saying a child who mocks and despises his parents' instruction is inviting blindness. Is inviting blindness. Is blinding himself or herself. Because your parents see things you don't see. And your parents understand things you don't understand about the way the world works. And your parents can help you avoid pitfalls in life that you're just not aware of. And so if you despise your parents' instruction, you're blinding yourself. You're inviting blindness into your life. And if you're an adult in this room and you had your parents growing up, you know there were times, you have stories when your mom or your dad said, I don't think that's a good idea for you to do. Why not? It's a great idea. Well, here's five reasons why I think it's a terrible idea. Right? And they had a set of eyes you didn't have. And they saw things that were dangers or traps that you didn't see. And they gave you advice and they gave you wisdom. And they steered you a certain way, and they steered you away from certain things and steered you into other things. And if you despise that, well, you might as well have birds gouge out your eyes and you just stumble around blind now through life. Turn to Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10, the Proverbs of Solomon, verse 1. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother. Wise son makes a glad father, a foolish son is the grief of his mother. You break your mother's heart. Turn back to Exodus chapter 21, verse 15. Exodus 21, 15. And he who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Look down at verse 17. And he who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And verse 15, of course, is talking about physically striking your parents, but it can also be verbally striking them, lashing out at them with your words. Verse 17, he who curses his parents. We live in a culture that is so far away from God's standard where it is normal for kids to speak disrespectfully to parents or to shout at parents and argue with parents. It's even in children's cartoons now where kids are disrespectful to their parents and speak disrespectfully about their parents and even curse their parents, dishonor their parents with their words. That's the culture. But that's not how a Christian child should be. Right? So the culture says that it's normal for a teenager to rebel. But the Bible doesn't say that's normal. The Bible expects obedience from teenagers, not dishonor. And it's a pretty serious offense. You shall surely be put to death. Turn over to Leviticus chapter 19. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3. Leviticus 19, 3. Now, every one of you, doesn't matter what your age is, every one of you shall revere his mother and his father. Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father. The word revere there means to show great respect. Show great respect for your parents, not because they're perfect, but because they're your parents. They're your parents that God has given you. And notice in verse 3 that the mother is mentioned first before the father in this verse. In the other verse that we looked at, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, the father is listed first, then the mother. But now the mother is listed first. Both the mother and the father are deserving of respect. Not just your father, and not just your mother, but they're both deserving of great respect. Now look down at verse 32, chapter 19, Leviticus 19, verse 32. You shall rise before the gray-headed, and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God. I am the Lord, right? So even old people, if your parents are older, elderly, you show honor to them. You show respect to them when they're old. Now, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 21. Deuteronomy 21. Deuteronomy 21, verse 18. Deuteronomy 21, verse 18. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and who, when they have chastened him, will not heed them, then his father and his mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of his city, to the gate of his city. And they shall say to the elders of his city, this son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He's a glutton and a drunkard. And then all the men of his city shall stone him to death with stones. So you shall put away the evil from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. I bet the other kids did hear this and fear. Aren't you glad we didn't live in Old Testament times? But there'd be a lot fewer people probably in this room this evening, myself included. I'm thankful for Jesus Christ. Thankful for Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sins, who died for our stubbornness and our rebellion and the disrespect that we showed to our parents, the dishonor. You know, even Jesus obeyed his parents. I don't know if you've ever thought about that. But Jesus was born as a baby, you know, to a carpenter and his wife. And Jesus obeyed his parents. And Jesus is the only person ever to ever live who really did know more than his parents did. I know a lot of kids say that. Or, you know, whose parents really didn't understand him. They really didn't.
We'll return to Pastor Dan's message in just a moment. First, Pastor Dan would like to tell you about the new Calvary Chapel Ellicott City app.
We recently launched an app for our church, and we're really excited about it. It's designed to keep you connected to our radio ministry, Ring of Truth, as well as to our church, Calvary Chapel. And get this, we have over 1,200 sermons on the app. The app is super convenient, it's easy to use, and allows you to listen to Bible studies anytime, anywhere. So download the app right now, search for Calvary Chapel Ellicott City in your app store, or just follow the links on our website at calvaryec.com.
What a great way to stay connected to Scripture. Now, back to today's message on Ring of Truth.
I want to read a verse to you. You don't have to turn there, but in Luke chapter 2, verse 51, this is when Jesus is 12 years old, and you remember the story. The whole family goes to Jerusalem for one of the feasts, and then they leave, but Jesus stays behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and Mary leave, and they don't realize Jesus is not with them. And they, you know, they get to the end of the first day and they realize, you know, we lost the Savior of the world. I thought you had him. Oh, he's not with me. I thought he was with you. He's not with me. You said he was going to be. And now what do we do? We've lost the Savior. And they go back, and it says in Luke 2, it took them 3 days to find Jesus. Can you imagine, as a parent, you've lost your 12-year-old. You can't find him for 3 days. They find him in the temple, and he's talking to the priests about the law. And it says, and all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. And so when Mary and Joseph saw him, they said to him, son, why have you done this to us? Doesn't that sound just like your mom? Why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. And he said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. He's 12 years old, and his parents really don't understand him. Now listen to this verse. It says of Jesus, "Then he went down with them," Mary and Joseph, "and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart." Jesus was subject to Joseph and Mary. He submitted to them as his parents. That means when Joseph or Mary told Jesus to do something, he did it. "Jesus, take out the trash." "Yes, ma'am." "Jesus, load the dishwasher." "Yes, sir." He didn't say, "I'm Jesus, you know," or, "you know, you don't understand. You don't understand what it means to be me, right? To be 12 and the savior of the world. I can't be loading the dishwasher." He didn't talk back. He didn't complain. He didn't roll his eyes. Jesus was perfectly obedient and submissive to Joseph and Mary. He honored his father and his mother. And not only that, Jesus honored his heavenly father. He always did the Father's will. In Philippians chapter 2, it says that he was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Obedient to the Father to the point of dying on the cross. And so we are called, in this fifth commandment, we are called to honor our parents. And I realize and I acknowledge there can be a lot of circumstances that can make this commandment difficult for some of you. Maybe you had abusive parents, or maybe you have, you know, very demanding parents, or maybe your relationship with your parents is a very toxic relationship, or maybe your parents are non-believers and very immoral and very worldly and corrupt. And so this command is not so cut and dry for you. And I would say to you, you need to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to show you how you are to honor your parents and what that looks like for you and your circumstances, and what are maybe the boundaries that you need to have in place with that. Or maybe you don't know your parents. Maybe you didn't grow up with your parents. Maybe your parents were not part of your life. Or maybe your parents are deceased. Again, you have to seek the Lord's guidance about this commandment. And I would say, if you don't have parents, or you don't know your biological parents, or your parents are deceased, God puts us into the body of Christ. And he gives us spiritual parents. He gives us spiritual fathers and mothers in the body of Christ that mentor us and disciple us and invest in us, that we can honor, that are like parents, or have been parents to us when we didn't have parents. Plus, I would say, you have a heavenly father you can honor. So even if you don't know your earthly father's not alive, or he's not part of your life anymore, you have a heavenly father that you can honor and obey. Now, just in closing, I want to give you some practical ways you can honor your parents. First, some practical ways you can honor your parents. First, we can honor our parents with cheerful obedience. Cheerful obedience. If your parents ask you to do something, do it. And do it promptly and do it cheerfully. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 says, "Do everything without complaining and arguing." Cheerful obedience honors your parents. Another way we can honor our parents is by expressing our gratitude to them. Expressing our gratitude to them. By telling them, "Thank you. Thank you for all that you've done for me. Thank you for all the sacrifices that you've made for me. Thank you for all the ways that you provided for me growing up. Thank you for all the ways you helped me in life." If you have Christian parents who dragged you to church every week and made sure you were there, made sure you were at the midweek service, made sure you were at the youth group, and drove you all over town for sports and those kinds of things, and thank them for it. Thank them for raising you in a Christian home and making you go to church and making you read your Bible every morning. Thank you for making Jesus a priority for our family while I was growing up. So thank your parents, if you're able to, if they're still alive, if they're part of your life, thank them for all they've done. Express your gratitude to them. A third way you can honor your parents is by acknowledging your own failures to them. This may not apply to everybody, but telling your parents you're sorry for the type of child you were and how difficult you were. I know for me, growing up, I was a terrible son to my parents. I was very rebellious and very disrespectful to them, and I dishonored them in many ways for many years. And after I became a Christian, God, by His grace, He gave me the opportunity to honor my father. My mom died when I was a teenager. My dad was still alive. And I had a very strained relationship with him. And I was able to thank him for being my father. I was able to apologize for the type of son I was. I was able to ask him for forgiveness for my behavior and my disrespect. Now, that is not to say that my dad was a perfect dad, but I could take responsibility for my part of it. And God brought healing to our relationship, and God brought restoration to our relationship. And for the last 15 years of his life, I had a wonderful relationship with my dad. So I would say, if you need to apologize for being a tough kid to raise, apologize to your parents. Even if your parents weren't that great of parents, take responsibility for your part. Finally, I would say you can honor your parents by talking to them. You know, when I was a kid growing up in Florida, we lived right along the Florida-Alabama Gulf Coast, and there was a TV commercial for Bell South Telephone Company that starred legendary football coach Paul Bear Bryant. And in this TV commercial, he would say, "Have you called your mama today? I sure wish I could call mine." Call your mama. If your mama's still alive, call her up tonight. Just because Paul Bear Bryant told you to call your mama. Just to talk to her. Or your dad. If your mom's not alive, call your dad. For no reason at all, just to say hello. It's just a way of honoring your parents. Even if your parents drive you nuts. "You're absolutely right, Dad. You're absolutely right, Mom. It is crazy. I totally agree." Even if you don't really agree, just agree. "Sure. Yeah, I'm just as worked up about it as you, you know?" So those are just some ways you can honor your parents and keep the fifth commandment. Confess your sins to the Lord. Ask God to forgive you and put it under the blood of Jesus Christ, and then ask Him to fill you with His Holy Spirit and give you the power to require obedience from your children and train them, or give you the power and the grace to honor your parents to the glory of God, because this glorifies God. When we require obedience from our kids, and when we show honor to our parents, it brings glory to God.
He asked me how I know, and I say it rings truer than the finest crystal.
With everything you could have listened to today, we're honored you chose Ring of Truth. Whether it's your first time or your 100th time listening, we know that the Word of God brought a fresh perspective to your corner of the world. Did your faith grow with this message, or did it leave you with questions? If you find yourself with questions, please go to calvaryec.com to contact us so we can answer those questions. You can easily and securely fill out the form found under the Question tab. Columbia, Maryland is home base for Ring of Truth episodes, and we want you in our community. So if you're close, let's meet face-to-face. Sunday service times along with midweek service times are available on our website, calvaryec.com. Make sure to mark your calendar to come. For those of you too far away, don't be discouraged. Use our live stream to still be a part of our family. Don't leave our website without looking at the other resources we have provided to strengthen your relationship with Jesus. Before our time is up, would you consider financially donating to this ministry? There are so many more lives to touch for Christ, but we can't do it alone. If you felt a tug at your heart to support us in this way, information can be found on our website, calvaryec.com. Come again for the next edition of Ring of Truth.
I see the signs and I recognize the hands that craft and am. Well, I know because I know His voice, and it only takes willingness and a conscious choice. You need not guess. There's a ring of truth that is unmistakable, a knowing that you cannot find alone. And if you listen carefully, and sometimes even if you don't, you can hear the sound. Whoa. He asked me how I know, and I say it rings true.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.